Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to iBloom Radio, the show to reach out, to encourage, and to empower others to step into their divine purpose, to share the love of God and see you bloom into what God has called you to be. Again, welcome to iBloom Radio. And now, here is your host, Ladima Byrne.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Bloom, God's Blooming iBloom Radio. And I am so sorry if my phone is cutting out. We have a little technical difficulty going on here, and I apologize for that. But I am your host, Ladima Burns, author, speaker, spiritual life coach, the visionary and CEO, founder of the iBloom Radio. And it is my passion to reach out to encourage and empower others to know that there is healing and hope in spite of your brokenness or anything that you have been through. As a wife and mother of two, family and spiritual strength within the home is important to me. I set out to reach churches and ministries to help them impact communities worldwide. It's my divine purpose to share the love of God, to see you bloom into what God has called you to be while sharing your message with the world. And iBloom Radio is a part of the iBloom movement to give God's people the platform to share what God is doing within their lives, ministry, and business, to give you, the listeners, encouragement, empowerment, to bring you hope and healing, and help you see God's divine purpose for your own life. As a self-published author of my book, Beauty for Ashes, I share my story how through molestation, rape, broken family, drug addiction, my own broken marriage, my son and I dying three times with me holding on to only 1% chance to live and days away from being pulled off of life support, how Jesus came and took me to show me a glimpse of heaven and hell, raised me up on the third day, totally healing my body and gave me new blood. Through all the brokenness, God was with me, giving me beauty for ashes of my past life. And I just want to praise God and thank Him, for He is so worthy to be praised. Every second of the day, He has given us a blessing in to be able to have this, what we call life here on earth. And one after another, you know, just look for them. They're there. Every day when you're out and about, there's God places people in your life at certain times and certain reasons for you to shine His love, His glory into their lives, to be that beacon of hope and light. And so I'm just so blessed that God has chosen me and has given me the grace and the favor to do what He has called me to do. And I am excited for my guest tonight. Apostle Fran Stubbs is here tonight, and she is sharing her story and just how God has used her and her book, A Girl Get a Grip, and how she helped guide women to surviving adversity. So without any further ado, I am going to go ahead and welcome my beloved Sister Apostle. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening. So share with the iBloom listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, what it is that you do, and who is it that God tends to place before you?
Well, I just want to say good evening to all of our listeners on tonight. I'm Apostle Fran Stubbs, and I am the overseer of Spirit of Deborah Apostolic Alliance Network from Spring Lake, North Carolina. Some people might be more familiar with Fayetteville, but it's the Fayetteville area in North Carolina. And I'm also a spiritual life coach and spiritual mother to many. And I have been able to just, you know, be blessed to have the awesome privilege to be able to help others be able to walk into their destiny and step into their calling A lot of times we have people who are called to do a work for the Lord, and, you know, we have desires to do things and reach people, but sometimes we just need somebody in our corner cheering us on, encouraging us, spurring us on, as the scripture says. And, you know, that's pretty much what I do. Amen.
Amen. And so tonight she's going to share a little bit more about, you know, how God uses her, and also, like I said, about her book, Girl Get a Grip, and how, you know, God really orchestrated her to, you know, be that spiritual mother and to be that one to encourage us as we walk. But before we get into that, let me go ahead and take a quick break and go to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Apostle Fran Stubbs right after these messages.
Are you ready to know God in a new and more personal way? There's a church experience waiting just for you. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-based ministry that connects with God through His Word, prepares disciples to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and then releases them to be the light in a sometimes dark world. Come fellowship with us and receive life-giving power as we connect, prepare, and release. Follow us on Facebook at Fountain of Living Waters Church and join us for service at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Remember, once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again.
God has chosen you for greatness. Accept His decision. Renowned author, speaker, and entrepreneur Andrea M. Smith, along with Restore Such Ministries, has been touching the lives of hundreds of women everywhere with a message of hope, faith, and encouragement. Through her first published renowned work, Restore Such a Woman, she has done so, and continues with her new book, The Process Matters, coming soon. Get your copy today at Amazon.com and book Andrea M. Smith by going to the website www.restoresuchministries.org or call 1-800-628-8791. That's 1-800-628-8791. Let your healing begin today and give yourself the permission to succeed.
And welcome back. We are here tonight, Blooming God's People, with Apostle Fran Stubbs. And Apostle, just go ahead and have your way here on the show tonight and share what it is that the Lord wants you to share with the listeners tonight.
Well, tonight I just want to encourage those that are listening. And again, as you have stated, I wanted to be able to share some things concerning my book, Girl Get a Grip. And I want to share a portion out of that. And one of the chapters is Get Your Head in the Game. And, you know, a lot of times we have things that we are experiencing, things that we are going through. And sometimes, you know, one of the issues that we may face that prevent us from being able to really get into what we need to, or to have an experience breakthrough in specific areas of our life, is our head is not in the game that we are involved in. And this right here, we start talking about getting your head in the game. We're talking about focus. We're talking about being able to be single-minded in whatever your focus is, whatever it is that you are attempting to do. You know, you got to be focused. And so I want to read a verse of scripture. And this is some of what I'm sharing is in the book, and it's in chapter 10, Get Your Head in the Game. I'm going to read to you from Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 24th verse. And we're going to read down to verse 34. And it says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you, are you not more of value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day. And so here, you know, Jesus is dealing with our anxieties. I know he's talking to the disciples, but I want to say he's talking to us, amen, and he's dealing with our anxieties. If you are going to step out in faith, we know that when we start, you know, stepping out into, you know, territory that we've never embarked on, or something that, you know, is new to us, or maybe even something that, you know, somebody else has not done before, there's always a little bit of, you know, worry about whether or not we're going to be able to get that done. And those of you who have been called by God, you know, you've taken this faith walk, you know that God has called you to do things, you know that, you know, that God is, you know, calling you and anointing you. You know you already have the anointing, but the trouble is, how can I get out here and not be overly worried about how things are going to come together? And I just need you to understand that it's not your responsibility to worry about how things are going to come together. Your real issue is just knowing that God called you. It is his job to bring things together. It's not your job. It's God's job to bring things together. And so I just want to encourage you about that. Worry about things that, you know, it's God's responsibility. Your responsibility is to get out here and do what he called you to do. Your responsibility is to walk in obedience. Your responsibility is to ensure that you are walking up right before him and walking in obedience to what he is saying, you know. And now let's talk about this anxiety, because, you know, there are a lot of God's people who are experiencing anxiety in their life today. Sometimes we, you know, worrying about things, and it's easy to read the scripture and say, you know, well, Jesus said, you know, that I shouldn't be worried. I shouldn't be worried about what I'm going to eat. I shouldn't be worried about what I'm going to drink. I shouldn't be worried about what I'm going to wear. I shouldn't worry about any of those things. And we know that, but living that is something altogether different. And so I want to speak to that spirit of fear, and I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety that will come against you today. And this is why I'm saying to my sisters, yes, you got to get a grip on that anxiety. You got to get a grip on your fear. Do not allow fear to prevent you from stepping out into the things that you know that God has promised for you. You know that God has spoken over your life for you to do, but you are anxious about how is it going to come together? Who's going to support me? Who's going to show up? How many doors is God going to open? Is he going to open any doors? Listen to me. That is not sure for you to show up. Your only concern is for you to just step out, get your head in the game, get your focus on what he's called you to do. Keep your eyes on him. Let him work it out. You know, the thing about it is so funny is, you know, when we move into a building or move into a house, we don't worry about whether or not that house is sound, because we already know that this house has already has their CO, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, their certificate of occupancy. We know that they've already passed inspection. You know, all we know is I got this house, or I got this building, and I'm moving in. And so this has got to be your mentality. This is what God has called me to do. I'm getting my head in the game. This is what the Lord showed for me, amen, what he revealed to me. So I'm not worrying about whether or not where I'm going can carry what he has given me. I already know that it's able to sustain me. I already know that God is able to sustain me. And so here is where we face our challenge. Fear will bind you. Anxiety, amen, will have you all worried and concerned about things coming together and how things, you know, were found or, you know, how you look to other people, you know, and especially if you, you know, let's talk about family dynamics. If you come from a family where, you know, you're accustomed to experiencing struggle, you know, and nobody else in your family, let's not talk about your church, but your family, nobody in your family is doing what you're doing. And then you have to and begin doing something that is most absolutely not familiar to you. It doesn't look like anything in your bloodline that, if, you know, anybody in your bloodline has ever done. Get your head in the game. Get your head in the game. This is what you got to do. Stop worrying about all this stuff that goes on in the periphery. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be something going on, you know what I'm saying, around you. There's always going to be people who are talking. There are always going to be folks who don't agree with what you're doing or don't believe in what you're doing. And, you know, that's not your concern. And I think, you know, the reason why I'm speaking to this is because a lot of times we get caught up in those things, and those things bind us. Those things prevent us from being able to go forth. Those things, you know, we make, as our parents used to say, stop making a mountain out of a molehill. We will make mountains out of our molehills all the time. And this is where this anxiety steps in. And we will find ourselves in a place of spiritual paralysis, mental paralysis, you know, and not being able to move forward, the inability to get over things that have happened in the past, being stuck in relationships that, you know what I'm saying, that are not healthy, that don't mean you, you know what I'm saying, any good, things that, you know, don't breathe life into you, and you'll find yourself stuck in those things because your head is not in the game. To me, anything that you do, you're going to have to put your full force behind it. You're not going to be able to do this half-heartedly. If you're going to walk in your calling, if you're going to fulfill what God has called you to do, you don't have time to be worried about, you know what I'm saying, all these little things. You're going to always face the challenge of how are we going to get this done? Do we have enough money? Do I even have any backing? Does anybody even believe that God has called me? Listen to me. The only thing that matters is, do you believe that God called you? That's my question to you. Do you believe that God has called you? That's the biggest issue, is if you can believe that he has called you. And if you can believe that, then the same way that you believe that, you need to believe that God is going to make a way for you. Why are we tripping over small stuff? Why are we falling out, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, little things? Look on your wall and look at those trophies from the battles that you have been through previously and all the things that God has brought you through and all the victories that you have already won. Why are you sweating whether or not you're going to be able to accomplish what God has called you to? Absolutely, you're going to be able to accomplish it. And you got to have your mindset set, I'm going to do. All right, so I want to look real quick. I want to read to you something from the Message Bible real quick, and I don't always read from the Message Bible, but every once in a while I'll read something out of there, and it just says, you know, things the way that I want to say it. So I want to share something with you real quick. Matthew, I'm going back to the book of Matthew, and I want to read to you real quickly and stay in the sixth chapter and look at verse 33, and I'm going to read verse 33 from the Message Bible, okay? And he says, keep your life in godly reality, God initiative, God provision. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Okay? Now, when you read in the King James, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We already know that. But when the writer changes these words and says, steep your life in godly reality, in God initiative, in God provision. Honey, let me tell you something. When you're growing up and you're a child, you're not worried about whether or not mom and dad got food, you know, got money to put food in the refrigerator. All you know is you walk up to that refrigerator when you get an unction. You don't even have to be hungry. You get an unction to go to the refrigerator, and you open up that refrigerator, and when you open that refrigerator, you are expecting food to be there. You know that when you get up and hit the light switch, the light are coming on. You ain't got no job. That's bad English, I know. But sometimes we just have to talk just like that. You don't have no job. You don't have any money. You don't have any provision, but you know that mom and dad got it. They made sure that you had what you need. God is the same way. Let me tell you something. What we have received, you know, from the role of our parents is they're providing for us. And I'm not talking about you guys have, you know, perfect parents, but what we have received in that role of having parents is a mirror of God and his heart for us, that it is his desire to make a way for us. It is his desire to ensure that all of our needs are met. Get your head in the game. Stop worrying about things that, you know, that you should not be worried about. Matthew 6:21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, you need to understand this. If your heart is consumed with worry, consumed with, is this going to get done? Am I going to be able to accomplish this? Or should I step out and do this? The time that you are spending worrying about whether or not you should do it, people that you should be ministering to, people whose lives you should be saving, people who should be receiving transformation from the message that God has given you, they are passing you by, and not just passing you by, their needs are not being met. Why? Because you're out of alignment. Because you don't have focus. Because you don't, amen, have yourself in the right position. Get in position. Do what God has called you to do. Get your focus on par. Do what you know you're supposed to do, okay? And I know that we talk about where your heart is, you know, there your treasure will be also. Usually we talk about that with money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your substance. Talk about where your focus is, okay? And a lot of times we can't do what God has called us to do because we lack focus. We may have a good mind to do something, you know, in the beginning, but when hardship comes, when difficulty comes, when issues come, we find ourselves backing down. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your head in the game. Focus on what God has called you to do. Get yourself in position. Run into that place that God has called you to. Stop making excuses because people are waiting for you. There are those that God has assigned to your life for you to pour into them, for you to bring deliverance to, for you to bring healing to. Get in the game. Get your head in the game. Get your hands in the game. Get your heart in the game and do what God has called you to do. This is the hour for you to do it. Let your treasure and your heart be in the same place. Make this thing work. Now, if it's something that we really want to do, we make sure that we do it. I want you to make sure that you do this with everything that is in you. Put your heart on this thing. Put your spirit in this thing. Be tenacious about it and refuse to quit. Get your head in the game. Get a grip, brother. Get a grip, sister, and get your head in the game. That's what God would have us to do on today.
Whew, you gave us some good food to be chewing on there. That's for sure. you're so right. We easily get distracted by the things that's going on around us. And I have a saying, people and things of this world will not move me. Only my Lord will move. And
right.
I mean by that, I'm not going to trip me up or things trip me up. If God said it to me, if he spoke it into my spirit, it is done. It's finished. And I just have to believe and receive and be obedient and walk by faith. That's it. That's all he calls me to do is just trust him and believe and walk by faith. And I don't need to know all the steps. I'd like to know all the steps, but I don't have to know. My husband always says, God's got a plan. I'm just glad to be a part of it. And so keep it simple. Why humans tend to overcomplicate things in our lives. And it's really simple. Just sit at his feet, the master's feet, and be that Mary and just allow him to minister and direct you. Don't be the busy Martha and all over the place and don't even know what she's doing. Just sit at the master's feet and allow him to direct your steps. And so, Apostle, would you share with the listeners tonight how they can get this book, how they can get more connected to you? Because you are a powerful woman of God, and like you said at the beginning of the show, a spiritual mother. And there's many of us out there, even including me, sometimes, you know, I need direction from a spiritual mother, you know, just as for clarity, just for, you know, to confirm things that I already know. But sometimes, you know, you always got to hear mom say, well, let me tell you, or I'm going to tell you this, and, you know, you got to hear what mama has to say, you know.
Right.
So if you would, share with the listeners tonight how they can get in contact with you and get your book. And then, you know, also we still got about 5 minutes here before the show. And if there's anything else that you're doing from now until the end of the year and you'd like to share on this broadcast, feel free to do that as well.
Amen. I thank God for that opportunity to be able to share this information. Most absolutely, they can get a copy of Girl Get a Grip, A Woman's Guide to Surviving Adversity from our website. They can go to our website in our e-store. And our web address is www.sodanglobal, SodanGlobal.org. Again, it is SodanGlobal. SodanGlobal.org, and you can order copies. We also have a workbook, so you can actually use it as if you are, you know, doing a devotional in the morning, and so that's a great blessing. Also, I am working on right now, which is slated for an October release, the Girl Get a Grip Coaching Edition. So it's going to be a life and business edition. So for women entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, you know, and you can actually go to our website and order that on our website. You can pre-order because once the books come out, the price is going up. So you can go to our website and pre-order that. All that information is on the website. You will see the book cover for that. We're going to deal with, you know, issues in our coaching edition for the women who are doing business or women that are called to ministry, you know, and being able to overcome barriers. This here, Girl Get a Grip, this A Woman's Guide to Surviving Adversity, this book here that we're talking about on tonight is mainly, you know, things that we deal with just in life in general, with our marital relationships, with our family, praying for our children, and different things of that nature. But when we do this Girl Get a Grip, this coaching this edition for business, one of the things I found out is that we have times that women get in business and don't really have the role models that they need, you know what I'm saying, or the mentors that they need to be able to help push them forward to do what's in their heart. And so this is going to be like having a coach in your pocketbook. And so it's going to be a great blessing to some, you know, to women and to those who have a desire to be entrepreneurs. Get out there, get that business started, you know what I'm saying, and get into what God has given you, what's in your heart to do. So it's going to be a great blessing. And we have a Girl Get a Grip seminar planned for September 8th and 9th in the Smithfield, North Carolina area. It's going to be phenomenal. We do Girl Get a Grip seminars. So women pastors, women ministry leaders, give us a call. Go to the website and send us information so that we can bring a Girl Get a Grip seminar to your church. It is going to transform the life of your women. It's going to transform your life. I'm telling you, you don't want to, amen, prevent yourself from being a part of this. It is a great move of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And quickly before we leave, I just want to thank you again for being obedient and reaching out to me, coming here on iBloom Radio and sharing what God is doing within you and through you for His people. And I believe
we will
create the marketplace.
Amen. Say that one more time because I think we lost you and didn't hear part of what you said.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you for coming on and being obedient and sharing what God is doing within your life. I only have a few. on the show again on a later date. Thank you so much, Apostle Fran, for coming on and sharing on iBloom tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate you and all of your listeners and those that are listening to us on tonight, and I pray that their hearts have been encouraged and that they do not forget to get their head in the game.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You all tune back in next week, and I will have another Alicia Lucas is coming on and sharing next week. So have a wonderful and blessed week, and I will see you next week right here on iBloom Radio. God bless you, and good night.